she tried to make a message she's not crazy. She's not crazy, I assure you. Well, why has she become a nun? Did you see how she's dressed? You can hardly even see her ankles. Well, I said, she's doing that because she wants to convert you. You're an atheist. You see, that makes sense. That makes sense. So she's still working on it. Hasn't come around yet. So, so the reform there at the other extreme. In between are the so-called conservative. It isn't but adapted to the times and the people. For the book on American Judaism that I was writing, I got my best cooperation from the conservative Jews, the rabbi, although I came to know quite well. Let me take pictures of his synagogue and so on. The others, they were not so, they just did not trust a Jesuit. So, but the conservative rabbi was very cooperative. I spoke to his congregation, and just very openly, and told them about Christ and Mary. So, another ritual. There are many rituals, of course. I just thought I'd identify some of them. For the boys, of course, circumcision remains. The bar mitzvah, when, again, the boy, well, is declared to have reached maturity, like we read in the Gospels, at the age of 12, a big celebration. And rabbis tell me, Father, all the number of people come to the bar mitzvah, but for some of them, it's the only time they come to the synagogue for the bar mitzvah. I can't get them to come again. At any rate, they're not always as faithful as they should be. Then the kiddushin, the mezuzah, the talith. What I should do, I think, and I thought about this, I did have notes for this class. I thought to myself, I better not go into too much detail. What I might do is provide for next class. What time is our next class? What day is it?
Next week.
Is it?
Yes. The second.
By next, hopefully then, by next, is next Sunday? Okay. I might be able to photostat or make copies of some explanation of these terms for the next class, know something more about the Jews. The Sabbath, of course, is the big feast day, which is, as you all know, Saturday. And the essence of Sabbath for the Jews is abstaining from work. Then it is well to know that the synagogue has really replaced the temple. And in fact, in talking to Jews, it hardly even occurs to them that the temple had disappeared for 2,000 years. There has been no temple. And there is no Judaism without a temple. Israel, the country of Israel, has been in existence since 1948. In almost 50 years, they built a temple. They just don't think of those terms. So the Sabbath and the synagogue are the three, might say, main foci of the Jewish religion. And they have readings, prayers, chants, preaching, and rites. I might maybe photo stat a page or two from a standard prayer book used in the synagogue. And they pray, "Oh Savior, come. Oh Savior, come. Oh come." And in the Orthodox synagogues, the man will pray and thank God, "Lord, we thank you for not making us women." To this day, anybody who thinks that discrimination against women is somehow part of Christianity just does not understand Christianity. It's just the opposite. Just the opposite. All the discrimination, you name it, came from both paganism and, in this case, Judaism. Dietary laws. For example, sometimes when I am giving a retreat in a convent, I ask the sisters to find a can of whatever can material they're using. And next time you're in your kitchen or your pantry, you might look up. There's a U with a circle around it. That means it's guaranteed, approved by the Union of Orthodox Rabbis. An Orthodox Jew will not touch anything canned unless it has that label on it. Imagine Catholics putting labels on cans. But they do it. And the rabbis in these food factories standing right there watching how these things are done. And you better follow the directions, otherwise you don't get their business. No blood and things that are forbidden. And again, no mixture of meat and milk. Over the years in eating kosher meals with Jews, it is fascinating. And of course, they may serve me a kosher meal, but I never hold back in telling them something about Christianity. In any case, then, in relation to the state of Israel, except for the United States, there will be no Israel in existence. And behind that, of course, stands a whole history of both our nation and the Jewish people. Pray for the Jewish people. We have so much to thank them for, and they have so much that they still need. Thank you. How many steps are there for canonization of a saint? Basically three. The first step is that their virtue is declared heroic. So the first step is heroicity of virtue. And that's the most important. Their lives are examined to prove that they did really practice extraordinary virtue. And one of the conditions for practicing heroic virtue is difficulty, suffering, and opposition. So, if you expect to be canonized, find some opposition. Second step is beatification. For that, you need miracles. Normally two, one with the dispensation. Our third step is then canonization. Again, more miracles. Step one, heroicity. Second, beatification. Third, canonization. Oh, pardon me. What are the steps to sainthood called in Latin? Well, heroicitas, beatificatio, and canonizatio. In fact, English words are just derived from the Latin. Can you comment on the practice of a Catholic parish to host a Seder Passover meal in Holy Week? I don't like it. Seder, that's the Jewish Passover. As far as I know, this year, the Passover is on our Holy Saturday. Our Holy Saturday is the Jewish Passover this year. And the Passover Supper would be, well, before the Passover. I don't like it. I've never encouraged it. And I find it very hard to defend. Will the persecutor or persecution and the church increase, and will we survive past the year 2000? Well, I think we'll survive all right. So instructions. Ministry of Communion. Please consume after altar breath immediately while leaving chapel area after distribution of communion. Mystery, where are the extra altar breaths left over after communion? Ministers of welcome and sacristans serve gold cups and dishes with altar breaths for next mass. If there are extra consecrated hosts, they are placed on the altar table and covered with the white linen purificators and left here until the next mass. Well, not the best idea. It should be placed in the tabernacle. Next week, will you please be three catechisms for me? I presume there are all kinds of catechisms. Is it three of my catechisms or three of the catechisms of the Catholic Church? Okay. When going to confession, when does the penitent say the act of contrition? Well, it should be after being given the penance by the priest. And then, after receiving the penance by the priest, the penitent should make the act of contrition, followed by the absolution. Previously, there is no Judaism without a temple. Now, because that's what Judaism had been for centuries. In other words, the religion in which sacrifice was offered. Sacrifice was offered by the priests who were the priestly caste. In other words, there are priests in Judaism whose purpose is to offer sacrifice. That's the nature of Judaism. What is meant by the word Zionist? Well, in general, a Zionist would be a Jew who is strongly inclined to having Israel established as a political power. In fact, I would say behind the existence of Israel as a country now is the Zionist movement. In other words, the strong urge to have Israel established politically is the Zionist movement. Has the key to Japan been approved? I understand it has been approved by the local bishop in Japan. Have you heard or read the Protocols of Zion? Do you find it to be fact or fiction? I find it to be fiction. Has Gabriel Bosses been beatified, author of He and I? I would not know. What do you think about the Catholic Charismatic movement? This must be at least the 70th time that I've answered this. I think many very zealous and dedicated Catholics belong to the Charismatic movement. I pray for them, and I have no difficulty with people belonging to the Charismatic movement. But as a Charismatic movement, I distinguish between the origins of the movement and its present membership organization. The origins of the movement are Protestant. Going back to John Wesley, who started Methodism and the Holiness movement among the Protestants. In other words, the Charismatic movement, in its historical origins, is Protestant. And of course, since I love Protestants, I have no difficulty, but I have to repeat, I distinguish between people belonging to the Charismatic movement and its historical foundations. Are the two Shua books, Father gives on, true to Orthodox Catholic? Joshua books.
He was in the diocese this prior.
Joshua, in our parishes, St. John the Evangelist, Davidson, and whose father, Joseph Kirzon, all through the Joshua series of books at 7 p.m. Friday. The Church Fathers only present insights into the person of Jesus. There is no admission charge, but a ticket is required. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope. So, and then, not a Joshua author to speak of theirs. Father Joseph Kerzon, how do we pronounce his name? Kerzon. Popular author of the Joshua books, a shared portrait of Jesus, pervading his special leader God. Father Joseph Kerzon is not to be trusted. He is a very, very dangerous person. I repeat, he is a very dangerous person.
Repeat the name.
What was
the name?
Joseph Kerzon. G-R-I-Z-O-N-E. Can you recommend an examination of your conscience, especially for teens? What I can do by next week, are we meeting next Sunday? Are we meeting next Sunday? Can we meet? They shouldn't remind me to make an examination of conscience. I have one. Also one suitable for teens. Thank you. What book outside of the Catechism and Bible would you recommend regarding the sin against the sixth commandment? Let me do that again also next Sunday. One book that I have in mind, I'm afraid is out of print, which is a good book, but I'm afraid it's out of print. See if I can find one, a good, popular book that is still in print. Carol, would you please remind me? Do you think Thomas A. Dewey should be considered for canonization? I find his life very inspirational. Thomas A. Dooley.
I think he was a doctor in the Far East.
Was he a doctor?
Medical doctor in the Far East.
Yes. Yes, in fact, he has died, hasn't he? Has he died? Yes. I knew him personally. Yes. Yes. It would be well, I think, if his cause were introduced for canonization. But as you also know, to be canonized, somebody's got to promote your canonization. Our church is hosting a program called Women's Spirituality. They ask us to hear voices of the past, meditate on is it a myth? Who is a myth? And much more. I read Uncountably Rage by Donna Steichen regarding the feminist movement within the Catholic Church. I know what they are teaching is wrong. And they're to spy. Have you heard of this book? What Do I Do Now That I Have Proof? Catholic Social Services is a promoter. Well, I would say continue spying Of course, don't call it spying. You were there on a private mission. And either take notes or if you can get a recording, that would help. And there are ways in which this can be brought to the attention of people who can't do something. There's just a lot of this mythology going around and doing a great deal of harm to many people. Is that the end now? My daughter was married 2 years ago to a man that attends the Assembly of God. He was not baptized when they were married. He was baptized last year at Assembly of God. They were married in the Catholic Church. He is considered sacramental. Well, it depends on how the baptism was performed. Now, some assemblies of God baptize collectively. Now, for example, a number of people will be immersed in water, and someone on the, say, on the shore, will be pronouncing the words of baptism. In any case, would help. It would be necessary to know how the baptism was performed. Not all assemblies of God believe in the Holy Trinity. And consequently, was the man baptized in the name of the Holy Trinity? That would be important. Moreover, presumably, the wedding before he was baptized, from what I gather. One of the conditions for a valid marriage with a person who is of another religion is that there be the assurance that both the Catholic partner will not be jeopardized in the practice of his or her religion, and that all the children be raised as Catholics. Moreover, there must be the assurance that contraception will not be practiced, so that raising the children as Catholic, not jeopardizing the faith of the Catholic partner, and not practicing contraception are conditions for a valid marriage. Is a quotation. Like all the sacraments, the union of the sick benefits us only if we approach it in faith. We should never delay reaching out on the occasion of sickness to seek the consolation in the presence of Jesus, the divine healer. Well, approach it in faith. Depends on what the person means. An unconscious person, as I think we've said before, an unconscious person can't be validly anointed. There must have been valid baptism, otherwise no anointing. There must be sufficient faith between the time of having, say, sinned and the anointing. Either the person now is unconscious to be sorry for having offended God, at least out of fear. But is not precisely the faith that produces the effects of anointing. It's the sacrament where faith is presumed. Could you explain
and rule and the Vatican II documents on the method of receiving Holy Communion, when may a person kneel? Does a pastor of a parish have the right to insist that everyone stand? No. No. Having said that, your question is, where do we go from there? Only God knows. Only He knows what has happened to the faith of thousands of people. In other words, for those who insist that communion not be received kneeling, for those who insist, whether priests or otherwise, the question is, do they still believe, do they still believe in the real presence? So, the answer is no. Is a pastor of a parish? No. Is any priest? No. Does a deacon? No. Does an extraordinary minister have a right to insist that everyone stand? No. And oh, no. But having said that, and this is what we were talking about, remember, talking about this being the age of martyrs and witnessing to the faith. Look, we're not talking tiddlywinks. We're not playing with words. This is real. It is honest to God real. It is real. Now, in any given instance, say where the pastor, wherever it is, would insist that a person stand, well, it could be, and I've heard of some horrendous scenes that a priest, my God, have mercy on him, objectively, and I mean how I'm being taped, when a priest would insist that somebody going to communion stand and not kneel objectively, and I watch my words, I consider that a grave sin on the part of the priest. Do you hear me? But so many priests are so poorly, what a weak term, so badly educated. God knows. I've seen the textbooks used in some seminaries. It's no wonder. Some just don't know their faith. So in a given case, rather than make a scene, I then stand. Not to make a big issue of it, but then find a priest to go where it is, you will not be subjected to this kind of harassment. In working with ODC, as I keep telling you people, it's taught me an awful lot. Oh, well, I couldn't tell you. What I'm saying is just the tip of the tip. The revolution of the church is very deep. The loss of faith is widespread. That's why I'm here. Hopefully strengthen your faith. Father Cogler said that anti-Semitism is a hoax of a word, as most Arabs are Semites. Do you agree? Yes. Do you think Father Cogler was anti-Semitic, or was he labeled such to discredit him? No. No. He was not anti-Semitic. My gosh. The Arabic people are Semites. Have you read the book, Philip II, by Thomas Walsh? Do you feel understanding of the role the Jews played in this time period is accurate? Do you recommend his books on history? Oh, yes. Thomas Walsh, by all means. Any books by Thomas Walsh, get your hands on. If the church ever extended women or intended women to participate in serving Holy Mass, as in reading the epistles or as altar servers, and why did our Holy Father give the permission for the use of altar girls? The only explanation that I can give is horrendous pressure from bishops in countries like America. Horrendous pressure. Please tell us, home educating parents, what we should do about college for our children. Do you feel it is necessary for them to go on to higher education, or should we be preparing them for skilled trades? Some people fear their children will never reach their highest potential without this opportunity. Let me read you the last sentence. Some people feel that their children will never reach their highest potential without this opportunity of, say, college education. Well, people feel this way while their children are mistaken. I have had my share, have I ever, of higher education. 16 years before I entered the Society of Jesus, and 15 more years, 31 years, Mamma Mia. There are some, of course, for whom, well, the college education is, I don't say necessary, I don't say necessary, but useful. But among the myths, and it is a myth, is that every able-bodied and able-minded American should have a college education. No! And one reason, among others, is that there are so few places in our country where you can get a good, sound Catholic education, even a sound secular education today on the college level. And it costs a fortune, a fortune. You talk this way to most people, they think you are, my gosh, you're anti-intellectual. So, my 5 years of teaching in Western Michigan, over 2,000 students I taught, in my law, 50% women, 50% men. How many of the students their senior year would come to me? Both men, but especially women. I don't know why I ever went to college. Now, those that came to get an MRS degree, now that makes sense. That makes sense. And
and being on the faculty all my life, being on college faculties. I know the teachers. How well I know the teachers. There's a person who repeats a particular venial sin often enough. Does he or does the matter change from venial to mortal? For example, if your thoughts, well, in matters of chastity, as we say in theology, there is no poverty of matter. In other words, in matters of chastity, if a sin, whether even in thought or desire, is fully, consciously deliberate, is a grave sin. Fully and consciously deliberate and consented to. So the only question then is whether it's an internal sin, like in thought or desire, or external with the body, whether a person is fully awake, fully conscious, fully consented. The answer is yes, then there's just no arguing that there is a grave sin. It is a fact, not widely known, that the present Jews, the descendants of the as it says, the colors, what is the difference between Judaism and Zionism? Well, as I said before, Zionism is that form of Judaism in which the people, for political reasons, want, first they wanted, past tense, to establish Israel as a nation. They did, but only at the cost of disfranchising many Arab people. Arab people had to be disfranchised of their land, and they were. And the lowest figure every year is $2 billion support from America every year. That's the lowest every year. Planning, active contrition in confession. Our priest begins absolution after I've started praying the act of contrition. And during my prayer yesterday, I went to a different parish. This priest told me I should say the act of contrition before entering confession. What should I say to these priests? Well, look, you got to get absolution, so do an algorithm. First of all, even if you did not verbalize an act of contrition, the way that you've come to confessional, it already is an implicit contrition. So, to be safe, make an act of contrition before you come to confession. And then, listen. And if you see that he's already starting his absolution, or you want to make your act of contrition, by the way, I've got to do this myself, so I can say this when I'm the penitent. And because afterwards, the priest and I go to, they get used to me. So I put my hand up and tell him to hold off until I'm finished. But when they insist, then quietly, kind of under my breath, it's good to have maybe 2 or even 3 formulas for the act of contrition. You follow me? A real short formula. You can say, you know, quickly, and finish it while under your breath, while he's giving you the absolution. But strictly speaking, the confession is good and valid, even though it doesn't give you time to make an act of contrition. But don't argue with the priest, especially if you want to go back to confession. Yeah?